From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration says it is looking into whether toxic chemicals may have been deployed in areas of Syria that are currently controlled by rebel forces. White House spokesman Jay Carney says there's evidence of new chemical weapons use in the ongoing conflict between Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and anti-government forces.
We have indications of the use of a toxic industrial chemical, probably chlorine, in Syria this month, in the opposition-dominated village of Kafr Zaita. We are examining allegations that the government was responsible.
On Sunday, French President François Hollande, in a European radio interview, said there are several elements suggesting recent use of chemical weapons in Syria, but no definitive proof. The U.S. is working with the UN and other agencies to get more details. More than 32,000 runners took part in this year's Boston Marathon, about 5,000 more than last year. NPR's Jeff Brady reports for the first time since 1983, an American won first place in the men's division.
The third try at the Boston Marathon was a success for runner Meb Keflezighi.
I'm almost 39 and just ran a personal best and just won the Boston Marathon. I mean, couldn't have had a better time, and I'm blessed.
Keflezighi finished the 26.2-mile course in 2 hours, 8 minutes, 37 seconds. Rita Jeptu from Kenya won the women's division. She also won last year and says she chose to return after the tragic bombing that left 3 people dead.
To support people in here in Boston and to show people here in Boston we are together.
This year's field also included about 5,000 runners who were not able to finish last year because of the attacks. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Boston.
The Obama administration is siding with U.S. steel companies in a dispute over imports of steel reinforcing bar, or rebar, a product widely used to strengthen concrete structures. NPR's John Easty reports the Commerce Department has decided cheap rebar from Mexico and Turkey unfairly harms U.S. producers.
The decision by the Commerce Department means steel rebar imports from Turkey and Mexico will be subject to immediate duties. The duties range from 10% to 66% on rebar from Mexico and roughly 2% on product imported from Turkey. Manufacturers from those two countries deny they're violating trade laws, but U.S. steel producers say the two countries are unfairly undercutting U.S. prices. For example, they say the Turkish government is subsidizing steel from that country. The issue prompted 31 members of Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, to sign a letter to the Commerce Department calling for a full enforcement of U.S. trade laws. A final ruling on the case will come this summer. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Public reports say automaker Ford will name its current chief operating officer, Mark Fields, to succeed Alan Mulally as chief executive of the company. Bloomberg News citing people familiar with the company saying the 68-year-old Mulally will step down at the end of the year. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 40 points. This is NPR. Suicide bombings in Iraq have claimed the lives of at least 30 people and left nearly 70 others injured Monday. In the deadliest attack in a town south of Baghdad, a suicide bomber rammed an explosive-laden vehicle into a police checkpoint, killing 5 policemen and 7 civilians. According to one police officer, 19 people were hurt. Bombings and armed assaults have become near daily occurrences as the country counts down to parliamentary elections to be held April 30th. Saudi Arabia is reporting a jump in cases of MERS, a potentially fatal respiratory illness that recently emerged in the Middle East. NPR's Jason Bobian reports Saudi officials have announced roughly 50 new cases of the disease in the last week.
The MERS virus was first detected in Saudi Arabia 2 years ago, and the country has only reported 244 cases since then. So a spike of nearly 4 dozen cases in a week is significant. Health officials are concerned because the disease appears to be similar to the SARS virus that killed hundreds of people in Asia in late 2002 and 2003. There's no cure or vaccine for MERS, and it tends to kill about a third of the people who come down with it. Late last week, health officials in the United Arab Emirates said 4 healthcare workers have been infected with MERS, and now Malaysia and Greece are both reporting their first MERS cases among men who recently traveled to Saudi Arabia. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Washington.
Device maker Apple, in a further effort to go green, says it now plans to begin offering free recycling for all its used products. The company vowing to move toward powering its Apple Store offices and data centers using renewable energy to reduce pollution. The company released some details of the new program on environmental section on its website. Among other things, the company plans to increase reliance on solar and wind power. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.